Number four, men compartmentalize, women think big picture. See, women and men don't think the same way. And maybe you've noticed this. I don't know. Men compartmentalize things mentally and emotionally, both separating their work and their relationships and things like that. They don't let them overlap because that becomes very confusing to a guy. We're very linear, so we have to keep things separate like that. Women tend to think big picture, and what they do is they connect all the aspects of their lives, sometimes connecting things that don't really, that aren't really connected. For women, when a man seamlessly switches gears from your serious conversation over to the football game or whatever it is, it's not that he doesn't care about the conversation. For men, it's just the way he acts. It's the way he thinks, okay? He's able to kind of separate those two. And for guys, it's always good for them to remember that a woman brooding over things and bringing up the past doesn't mean that she's trying to nag. And this is what I often teach guys. And what also helps is if you can teach these sort of things to guys as well. You want to also be kind of an educator or social skills implementer for the guy in your life. Because, to be quite frank, most guys are lacking in this department, and they need you to do that. It's very important for you to be willing to take that on and educate him. Don't assume he knows it, because I guarantee you, he probably doesn't. It's just the way a woman's mind works, connecting one event to another, and that's just the way it is. Number five, she says too much, he says too little. When a woman feels stressed, she tends to, she wants and needs to vent, really. In fact, what a woman will do is often verbally recall every single horrific detail about her job, her overwhelming schedule, and her family, whatever's going on at the time. All of it kind of lumps up at once. And you may use dramatic words or phrases like, he always, we never, how could you, she, they, whatever. When a woman reacts like this, it's best for guys to remember that it's just like a valve on the pressure cooker. And you have to recognize this too. Very, very frequently, women don't explain this to guys and they don't understand it. However, when a man is feeling stressed, he often stops talking altogether for a period of time. And how do you interpret that? That's right. It's distance, right? And that he's not caring, that he's suddenly it sets up a panic in you that your relationship is in jeopardy. See, a guy just wants to chill out with a TV or computer or hang out alone in the garage or the basement or his man cave just to forget his problems. That's how he lets go of the emotional things in his life. He doesn't process through them sometimes. He just has to let them go. And the way he does it is to disconnect from it, okay? And that disconnection will feel like a threat to your relationship. And you have to be willing to stop and go, whoa, wait a minute. Carlos told me about this. It's not what I think. See, a woman's natural instinct is to ask him probing questions to find out what it is that she did wrong or why he doesn't want to spend more time with her or what I'm not feeling loved. And again, that's in direct conflict with my rule number 7, right? One where I told you if you feel that compulsion, that strange urge, that panic urge, don't do it. Now is not the time to feel rejected, but to give him the space he needs to relax on his own. Otherwise, he's going to think, geez, she has to make this all about her when all I need is a little bit of space and a little bit of distance so that I can kind of reconnect to my feeling of strength and come back to her. But she won't let me. She keeps trying to push me to talk about it. It's best to focus on the things that you can do to make yourself feel good in the meantime. Okay, so when he does come back out into the light, which he will, you're going to be feeling happy and excited to spend time with him instead of bitter and kind of resentful about it. Number 6, women like reminders, right? He thinks, I'm committed to her. She knows I love her. I'm here, right? That's all I need to be. And she's thinking, what has he done to show me that he loves me today? Guys don't get this. Men don't understand that a woman's sense of security in a relationship is like a plate that's kept spinning, and it needs attention and energy to keep that plate spinning. He thinks it's not necessary to reassure her that he loves her every hour, and he will assume that a gesture of love that he gave you last month is going to be still fresh in your mind today, because he just sees it as being a much more, he thinks that you can just do that and it's going to carry you forward for a while. It's kind of like investing a lump sum in a bank account and that's going to carry you forward. He doesn't realize that you need to make little deposits along the way. So while you're simply being there is enough for him, you have to remind him that you don't work that way. You got to be able to do this. Guys don't come with this understanding built in. We rarely ever understand this, so you have to explain it to him. And this is one of those things you just have to explain to him at least 100 times and be okay with it. Okay, just be okay with that and you're going to have no problem. But if you have to keep rolling your eyes or exasperated sighs at having to explain it to him every time, you're going to wonder why is it he's not wanting to spend time with me? It's because he's being made to feel foolish for something that unfortunately he can't control. He's just not that smart about it. The best thing to do is just to explain it once to the point of over-explaining it. This is a very important strategy I'm giving here, so please pay attention to this. Here's the best way you can do this. Explain it once to him how this works, that you need constant investment. The plate has to be kept spinning. And again, explain it to the point where he's like, oh, okay, I get it. Until you're really sure he gets it. Right at that moment, you got to make sure he really understands you. Because again, he's going to just forget in 5 minutes. He will forget this reality of yours soon. So then what you have to do is you have to give it a pet name while it's still fresh in his mind. Okay? This is an anchor. You might call it maybe your plate spinning. You can say, look, I've told you now that I need that constant investment that lets me know that you're connected to me. I could call this like our plate spinning. You got to keep my plate spinning, honey. Or you can call it the love juice or something that he can hear from you and go, oh, that's right. That's what she told me about this. And what that does is it sets it up so that he doesn't forget. All right. It takes fewer explanations because now he can cut right to the chase. Oh, right. Plate spinning. That's right. I know I got to keep your plate spinning. He can totally imagine that. He can see it in his head. It's a visual image and he knows what to do. He'll go, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I totally forgot about that. Hopefully the plate didn't fall off and he will attend to it. But it's always going to be something where he goes, oh, so sorry. I forgot about that. Just the way he is. Number 7, men are emotional. 2, believe it or not, most women think that men are not emotional. The truth is that most guys are very sensitive and have deep emotions. We're just not comfortable showing them. It's part of our masculine identity. Don't fight this, all right? Don't go on some crusade to change the inhumanity of it all. And this is horrible that men are this way. It's just the way we are. You have to accept that a man will never show as many emotions as you will. And quite honestly, you wouldn't want him to. Take a look at this picture of these guys. I mean, this one guy going through all these different emotions. This would drive you crazy, really, if you saw it in a guy. Don't fight it. A woman should never assume that her man doesn't feel things like hurt or rejection, especially because he's not showing it. He feels way more than you know, but don't assume you know how he feels, especially based on what he's showing you on the outside. The best practice is ask him. But here's the trick. Avoid overly direct emotional phrases that make him feel kind of emasculated or make him seem weak in any way. Like, did that hurt your feelings? No, don't say that to a guy. Instead, try something like, did it bother you when that happened? That's better. Bothering him is one thing he can relate to, but hurt your feelings? That sounds like you're talking to a child and that's going to make him feel very emasculated. Number 8, couch night can be date night. Okay, he's going to say, you know what, I'm wiped out. Let's just stay in and relax. You think, hey, he'd rather stare at the TV than hang out with me and be with me. But that's not it. It's helpful for women to remember that sometimes a guy just wants to be there with them and relax. That's how men connect. When we're near somebody and just hanging out with them, that's how we feel connected to them. And we don't have to do anything or even interact a lot. It's okay to just be. Crazy, huh? A woman who is comfortable just being and not always doing is actually very, very attractive to her man. But again, if you go off on that other end of the spectrum where you're looking for the reassurance and you can't just hang there and be with him, he's going to interpret that as being something that he doesn't want to deal with, as being the quote-unquote high-maintenance woman. Now, it's okay once you've explained the whole plate-spinning thing, but again, you got to be careful on what kind of focus you place on this. Women sometimes forget that a relationship doesn't always require that plate to be spun. Sometimes it can sit up there and spin quite a while on its own. So there's this balance between having him spin it a little bit and you just be okay with it slowing down just a little bit. Number 10 is, I'm independent, but I still need your help. See, a woman says, I can do it for myself. And she probably frequently is finding herself saying that to a guy. And what a guy hears is, she doesn't want my help. And that's very disappointing to a guy. This is confusing. This can be confusing, but most guys will walk away a little bit hurt by that. No matter how strong and capable you are and how capable you want to be seen, women still love to be taken care of by their men. I'm sure you'd agree with that in some way or another. Women are taking care of others all the time. Tell him that you know you can do it yourself, but you love it when he does things for you, so you can take it easy. That's the message he really wants to hear. Not, hey, I can do this for myself. It's okay. We know you can do it for yourself. We're not trying to take that away from you or make you feel inadequate. It's how men feel useful. See, men aren't trying to take away your sense of independence. He's trying to fulfill his need to feel useful. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you 20 body language attraction signals. I'll go through these fairly quickly because body language while being important on some level, is also totally unimportant on another. I'll explain why in a minute, okay? Here's sign number one. A guy who's interested in you will probably start touching, twirling, or running his hands through his hair while he's smiling. This is one of those indicators he gives off about his level of attraction and interest. This could be a nervous tic, but it's still showing strong intrigue. Be careful for head scratching, tugging, or a frown while he's doing these hair-touching mannerisms, though. Those are two signs that he may be frustrated, confused, or even bored. Sign number two is, most often when people get nervous, their mouths go dry and cause them to lift their lips or keep them hydrated. Okay? It's usually a nervous gesture, so watch for him to do that. He's going to lick his lips, he might need another drink, it's a good indicator. Sign three, a guy will usually unknowingly display his interest to a woman by directing his entire upper body, his chest, his head, his shoulders, to his most important focus. So wherever that's pointing, that's where he wants his focus and his attention. Okay? He does this to show you that he is interested only in you. He's subtly positioning himself so that others know that his attention is directed at that one person, and he isn't open for anyone else to talk or to jump into the conversation. Number four, you may find a guy is into you by looking to see if he's making consistent eye contact with you for long periods of time. This, again, typically more than 5 seconds. What he's doing is trying to connect with you and show you that he's also really intent on listening to you. He's also focused on trying to see more of your body language at the same time as well. Watch for eye contact with no speaking. All right, this is where nothing is being said, but he still makes the eye contact. And what's happening here is he's probably enchanted by you. If this happens frequently in your conversation. Men, literally, we lose the ability to speak when we're really feeling attracted to a woman. Beauty stuns us. Sign number five is when a guy is attracted and intrigued by a girl, he's also going to frequently raise his eyebrows. This is involuntary, and it happens fairly fleeting. It's a telltale sign that he's interested in somebody, so keep your eyes peeled. Again, as this gesture is pretty quick and it's subtle. Signal number six is primal instincts will kick into gear with a guy who's initially attracted. And because of those involuntary instincts, he will, most likely without even knowing it, spread his feet slightly apart and direct his hips and pelvis towards his person of interest. This is a biological signal that most guys, again, aren't usually aware of, kind of like the upper torso part. Sign number seven is the hand gestures are a significant indicator to look for when a guy is talking to you. If this guy is attracted to you, he's going to use his hands to talk quite a bit. Now, guys tend to use their hands to emphasize their conversation a ton more when they're talking to a girl that they really like, so you kind of have to baseline a little bit. The reason that we do this is to make sure that you understand what we're saying, and we're also trying very hard to hold your attention. The animation is another way of keeping you engaged. Often that gesturing is used to fill in the gaps where he's trying to find words and hoping that he can keep your attraction through the pauses. Sometimes, though, different people talk differently, and not all guys will use large arm and hand gestures. Sign number eight is watch where he's placing both of his hands. It's more common that when a guy likes a girl, he'll place his fingers through his belt loops or hook a finger on his waistband. We call this the James Dean pose. Okay? He might also place his hands in his lap or put them in his pockets. He's trying to look cool. And why? Well, it's actually to draw attention to their pelvic area. Yep. Again, it comes right back to the dick, doesn't it? But don't get the wrong idea here. Some guys don't come to a quick realization that they're even doing this. It's mostly involuntary. Again, primal instinct sets in, and it forces their body to try to direct your attention. Signal number nine is a guy who leans in while talking or listening to you is definitely interested in what you're doing and saying. Leaning in is a sign that a man wants to be as close to you as possible. Number 10, a man who touches you a lot is trying to break down physical boundaries between the two of you and wants to get as close as possible. Frequent touching is not meant to be disrespectful. As guys, what happens is we see, we want, we touch. Okay, it's the way we think. We see it, we want it, we touch it. It's almost involuntary, and this is also pretty common with women. Sign number 11, when a guy digs a girl, he will always look at her first after saying or doing something funny or extraordinary. And the reason he looks at you and waits for your reaction is to see what you think before he looks to see what anyone else thinks. And that means your opinion is the most important one to him in that moment. Number 12, when men take up space, a man will put his hands on his hips to occupy as much space as possible to become more noticeable. He might even start to rock back and forth on the soles of his feet as if he was making love in a standing position. Okay? When it comes to male courtship signals, women often ask me, for men, is it always about sex? And disappointingly, I have to tell women, the answer is usually yes. Okay? It's just the way it is. Guys are going to be focused on that first. Not that they won't want the emotional connection or the things that you want later. It's just in a different order. Sign number 13, look to see if you can catch a guy mirroring your body language as you're talking. The more he repeats what you do with his own body, the more he's intent on paying attention to everything about you, from your words to your body. This gesture shows you that he's falling into an unconscious state of rapport. Sign number 14, a man who's trying to impress a girl he likes will suddenly stand up taller when she enters the room or whatever area. He'll try to make himself appear stronger, more protective, and more masculine by doing that. Number 15, guys often touch or stroke their face when they're really listening to you. They're taking what you're saying and trying to remember it thoroughly. If you find a guy that's stroking his chin or his beard or his cheeks, his nose, then he's probably more than likely into you. He's focusing his attention, and that self-stroking is a way of reassuring himself. Number 16, when a guy stretches his hands, especially in an upward palm, towards you, and it's his way of signaling to you that he wants to get closer to you and for you to get closer to him. Open palms is the universal I'm not threatening gesture, okay? As if he's putting them out there in a form of asking permission to break that personal space. Sign number 17, he pulls up his shoulders. He holds his arms wider and pushes his chest out. Again, it's another puffing up of his appearance, making himself look big and strong and protective. And a guy will instantly want to look his strongest when he wants to impress a woman that he likes. This will involuntarily make him pull up his shoulders, suck in his stomach, push his chest out, and hold his arms out as if he were a bodybuilder with a massive frame. This is a common body language sign of attraction in men who have a strong sense of ego and pride in their bodies and physical appearance. They want to use their body as an asset to show their masculinity and strength, and again, communicate security and safety for you. Number 18, you can judge your first impression on a guy by the fluctuating pitch of his voice. A sudden increase in the volume of his voice and crispness in his words is a sign that he wants to get your attention. It is in an extrovert guy's personality to carry a loud and affirmative voice when he wants to impress a girl by making his presence known. Sign number 19, an extrovert guy who does not hold back showing his feelings will give out a sign of disgust when he spots you talking to another man. Consider the classic example of a guy that's talking to you at a party. He's going to frown or he's going to grimace if another guy approaches and has a conversation with you. So just watch his reaction. You can kind of figure out where this guy stands with you. This is going to be evident because if he's really attracted to you, he's going to want to have your complete attention. He's going to be jealous. He's going to want to get it back. Sign number 20, when men have protruding thumbs. Thumbs are prominent in many hand gestures as they represent strength of character and the ego. And a man will use protruding thumbs in front or back pockets around a woman who he's attracted to. Now, I want to get to the reality of men and their signals. We're going to take the signals and the things that you're reading in, and we're going to bring them down to very real terms. Number one, if a guy doesn't ask you out, he's just not that into you. All right. If a man is excited about a woman, he can't stop himself. He wants more. So it's not that he's putting out some sort of clever game. He's not playing games with you. If he doesn't ask you out, he's just not that into you. If he's attracted to her, he's going to want to take it further. If he's not making a move, it's not because he's scared. The only thing he's scared of is how not attracted to you he actually is, okay? Number two, he's just not that into you if he's not calling you. If he says he didn't have a moment in his busy day to call you, that's bullshit. All right? The real reason is that you're not on his mind. If a man leads you to expect that he's going to call you and then he doesn't do it or follow through on it repeatedly, okay, one-offs are okay, but if he repeatedly doesn't call you, he will never follow through on big things when they come along either. You got to remember that. It's very important. The pattern he's showing you, don't try and make up excuses for him just because you hope he's attracted to you. When you start making up those things, it's gonna really create some internal strife. You have to be aware that he's okay with the idea of disappointing you when he does that. I want you to think about that for a second. Be aware that when he doesn't follow through like that, apparently he's okay with the idea of disappointing you. If he wasn't, he would call you. Number three, he communicates only via text and email. This is an important signal. By doing that, what he's saying is he's avoiding the getting-to-know-you conversations. He really isn't interested in moving things forward. He wants the down and dirty. When can he see you? If you have already had sex, this text is really just to set up his next booty call for you. All right? So keep that in perspective. He usually steers the conversation towards telling you how sexy you are and how he can't wait to see you again. Well, duh. There's another indicator right there. Number four, he warns you that he isn't relationship material. Okay, now some part of you is like, oh, but I can see that he really is. Well, the reality is that every guy is relationship material. There are very few guys that can't simply do it. But when they put that out there, they're doing it mostly just to say, look, I'm really just looking to have some fun. And usually say what they mean. He's telling you that he's not relationship material, at least with you. You might as well believe him. Because you might be the exception to the rule, but more than likely, you're not going to be. He's probably going to have sex with you and then dump you when things get too complicated. In other words, when you want more from him. That's what complicated really means in guy language. Oh, you wanted more from me than what I'm giving you? That's complication. If that's all you want, fine. But we both know, let's be real here, we both know, you and I know, that eventually that will change. That's why most women don't and can't have those friends with benefits situations. You will develop emotions for him the same way he will probably develop them for you. Number 5, he puts almost no planning into your date. This is another indication of disinterest. He tells you that he wants to hang out and watch a movie or something. Okay? Something usually means having sex, by the way. If you always go to the same restaurant because it's his favorite, well, he isn't trying to please you or impress you, is he? More than likely, he goes to different restaurants with different women. A guy that is really into you will plan a date, he will put some romance into it, and even if the date doesn't cost him a dime, he will still plan it. Why? Because when a man really likes you, he wants to impress you. I've told you that already, I'm telling you again. When a man really likes you, he wants to impress you. Really work on burning that into your brain, because that's a source of a lot of women's quote-unquote confusion about men. Number 6, he makes lots of empty promises. He keeps talking as if you have a future, but he takes little or no action to actually make that happen with you. He talks about having a future together or all the fun things you'll do soon, but he doesn't even plan a date. Those are indications that things are just not going where you want them to go. He makes last-minute plans to see you. Okay, you're just so glad that he called you that you don't realize that what he's doing is he's definitely not that into you, or he thinks you have no life and would be readily available at his beck and call. Either way, if you accept that offer consistently, which you will probably do if you let desperation and the spirit of the moment blind you, well, guess what? You're not scoring any points and you're not making him want you more. It actually works against you. You're probably one of the women in his little black book, and you probably weren't even the first person he called. Hate to say it, but that's probably true. Not that all guys out there are players like this, but this is what this guy is trying to tell you. Number 8 is that he avoids the getting to know you conversations. He really doesn't want to get to know you better. He might be focused only on the sex. If he really wants to get to know you better, guess what? He's asking questions about you, about your life, and what you want. The reality is this, men start out wanting sex, but if we're up for more, we will go along with your desire to wait. Let me say that again. Men start out wanting nothing but sex, but if we're up for more, if we're capable of more, we will go along with your desire to wait, and 95%+ of guys will. If he sticks around, he's a guy that you can totally hook into falling for you. If he doesn't stick around, he never would have been reliable, and he never would have been there if you'd given him the sex up front anyways. So look at it that way. That 5% of guys typically fall into that quote-unquote player category, which is a total myth, by the way. Number 9, you initiate, and he doesn't follow through. If you're really into a guy and you think he might be shy, try initiating a conversation, a phone call or texting session with him. If you start the conversation, he'll want to continue it. However, if he doesn't return your calls, or he doesn't text you back, or he doesn't try to, or he maybe even tries to end the conversation quickly, he's not that interested in you. It is what it appears to be, as much as you may want it to be otherwise. Number 10, he's just not that into you if he doesn't want to marry you eventually. Every guy will eventually want to marry the woman that makes him happy. That makes him happy, being the key and operative words there. Every man you have dated who says that he doesn't want to get married or doesn't believe in marriage or has issues with marriage will get married someday. It just won't be with you because something got messed up in the dynamic of the relationship that triggered his, oh, I don't really have to commit to her. I can play the game of getting what I want and not having to commit any further. Whereas there is a definite, definite roadmap for getting almost any guy to go down that commitment path with you, to willingly and gladly marry you. And I'll talk to you about that a little bit. I can show you how to turn that situation around into him getting down on his knees and begging you to be his boyfriend or husband. And I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes. Now, I'm going to give you 10 crystal clear signals that he's leading you on. These are a little different because these are signals that are telling you definitely you're wasting your time. I'm focusing on these because when the signal is there and you ignore it, you don't stand a chance. And you're wasting your time and you're actually hurting yourself. And I don't want to see women doing this. I want you to clearly understand, guys, because we're not that complicated. But if you spot it and you know what to do, you'll immediately know how to handle him, and then you can turn him around. You can turn him into a puppy that's dying to be near you every waking minute. Number one, he texts you to come over for sex, but he won't be seen with you in public. You ever had a guy like this? Number two, he flirts with you, but then takes another girl out or gets back with his ex-girlfriend. Yep, that's a sign he's leading you on. Or he still flirts with other women. Flirting can be a bit of a gray area in relationships. Some women think it's okay to flirt as long as it goes no further, and others consider it a form of cheating or dishonesty or disrespect. It's a gray area, and you have to kind of determine that for yourself. Whichever side of the argument you happen to fall on, if he's flirting with other women often, it's disrespectful, particularly when your relationship is very new and you're already unsure about where you stand. You should never let a man trigger feelings of insecurity. Okay? Never, ever, especially at the start of a relationship. If he does, it means typically one of two things. He's not for you, or your insecurities might be a little bit of an issue, or a little bit of both. And that's very frequent, both for guys and for girls. Okay? He may be one of those people that uses that little trigger, that little insecurity trigger, as a way to manipulate women, or manipulate emotions, or any of that stuff. And on the other side of the equation, you have to ask yourself, hey, am I kind of a little anxious? Am I insecure about relationships to the point where I might read a little bit too much into those situations where he's not really flirting, but I feel threatened? Number three sign that he's leading you on is he asks you for your number but never calls you. Okay, this doesn't necessarily mean he's leading you on, but he got distracted enough to not act on it, which you have to kind of ask yourself. If he got distracted from calling up a woman that he seemed totally interested in, how interested could he have been? Or he never calls when he says he will. Men are simply not renowned for sticking to their promises where phone calls are concerned. However, if he's really interested, he will make the effort. That's really all there is to it. I know you want to believe that something else happened along the way, but unless some freak thing happened where it rained and it made the numbers smudge on the napkin that you wrote your number on, or his phone exploded, there's very little that's going to stop this guy from really connecting with you other than his own, if you'll pardon the crude way I'm saying it, chicken shit attitude about it. The occasional late or forgotten call is forgivable, but if it happens on a regular basis, it's a strong sign that he's leading you on. And have to be particularly cautious if he only calls when he wants sex, as that may well be all he ever wants from you. Number four, lead-on indicator, is that he says he wants to hang out, but he never asks you out or goes through with it. Okay, that one is really important because, again, to the degree that you like this guy, you're going to make excuses for why he's not following through with it and make it okay. The reality is, when we want something, we go after it. That's a sign that he really doesn't want to. He's just being a people pleaser. Number five signal that he's leading you on is that one minute he can't take his eyes off of you, and the next minute he's flirting with some other girl. This one is very important because, again, women tend to look at it as, why is he trying to make me jealous? He's not. He's only thinking about himself. He's trying to get the attention. He's not thinking about you. And that's his own immature aspect. Number six, when you're alone, his attention is on you, but when another girl's hanging all over him, he acts like you're a total stranger. This is, again, an indication of that guy who is what I call an attention whore. There are men that are like this, and there are women that are like this. Some of us just need that particular boost of self-esteem we get from being sexually appreciated by other people, and that's a very dangerous thing in a relationship. Number seven signal you're being led on is that he says he will always be there for you, but when you need him most, he disappears. And there is a big sign of big, big time bad integrity. Number eight is he doesn't want you to meet his friends. Again, very bad signal there because he's trying to avoid. If a guy refuses to let you meet his friends even though he's met yours, it's a good sign that he isn't nearly as committed to you as you might hope. All right, he's going to want to show you off. Even if he's charming and says all the right things, when he keeps you away from his friends, what he's subtly indicating is that he doesn't plan to get serious with you. Number nine signal is he disappears for long periods of time before getting in touch. A man who takes you on a fantastic date and then vanishes for a few weeks and then comes back as if he was never gone is definitely showing signs that he's leading you on. There are reasonable explanations for absences, sometimes, okay, sometimes, so don't be too quick to dump him, but really look at it and don't be thinking to yourself, oh wow, I really want that to be true, I think I'll believe it just because it makes me feel better. Again, if it happens after every date, you got to reconsider whether or not you want to see this guy again. Perhaps he's married, maybe he's dating other women, or maybe he's just using you for a good time whenever he feels like it. Whatever the reason, if his disappearances continue, you need to see that as a signal, a very clear signal. And number 10, your friends tell you he's leading you on. Listening to your friends isn't always the right thing to do. All right, you want their insight, but not their commands. Remember, the best advice comes from the friends you have who put it out there without being bossy or judgmental. Okay, be wary of those women that put it out there in a girl, you should dump him kind of way. All right. Most of the time, they only have your best interest at heart. If they think he's leading you on, they're probably right. And it's easier to view a relationship from the outside from the inside. It always is. There's this good chance that they're seeing something that you can't. Even more important than all these signals that he could be leading you on are your own feelings. Deep down inside, you'll know whether or not he's the real thing, the real deal, or if he's just looking for a bit of fun. If you think he's not taking you seriously enough, perhaps it's better to let him go before you become too attached. Because leading you on implies intent, and most guys simply don't have that intention. And I'm going to tell you why in the next video.